Beep bop, beep bop, beep bop.
I am a robot. I am RoboGarn 2000.
It's a good robot impression.
That was pretty good. Not as good as my carpentry, though, Bryce.
Oh, yeah, you're getting into woodworking now.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the woodworking phase of my life. I think that happens when you get a little bit older. Suddenly you're like, I think I should work with my hands. I think. What is it with old guys, though? They all go through that same phase. I think every single one of us has like an Uncle Herb who retires, but he doesn't really have a retirement plan. He's got the money to retire, but he doesn't have a hobby to retire with. So he's like, walking sticks. They always make walking sticks, those wooden things that nobody ever uses.
Yeah. I've never felt the need to have a walking stick with me.
No, and it's like they just walk into the woods, pull out some branches, and then they go home and they sand them and they varnish them or what. Next thing you know, they're in the craft sale selling a stick for $75, and they're the only booth that has no traffic.
So what you're saying is you're becoming that guy.
Yeah, but I'm building vertical planters. That's right. You have an herb garden in your backyard that just leans against your fence. Bryce, I could build you one. I could build you one.
That's okay. I've tried having an herb garden before. You know how many times I plucked those herbs to throw into my dishes?
Zero?
Zero.
I couldn't name a single herb.
Cilantro.
That's gross. Nobody likes cilantro. I don't know. It's funny. I love KFC. It's got 11 herbs and spices. Can't name a single one.
A lawn chair is a good town chair, but you're aware of that. It folds down to half the size, so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time in my old lawn chair.
Well, 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 we're back. I'm Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly over there. Welcome to The Lawn Chair Prophets. Coming up on this edition, cool things to drop into any conversation.
Yeah, you know you're with someone cool when they say these certain things that we'll get into.
Yeah, you can take your conversation to the next level with a few phrases.
And the key is to not acknowledge it, is to just casually say it like it's nothing.
No, you say it and then you give a little at the end, like the little sniff. You punctuate whatever it is you said with a little sniff. You don't actually acknowledge what you said. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Plus, running away from home. Even I, my age right now, I dream of running away from home. And I like my family. I do. I love my wife. I love my beautiful, gifted children. But I've talked many, many times in the past about getting a sweet van. Basically, that's running away from home, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cry for help.
But we'll talk about that time when you were six and you decided to run away from home and find out how successful that was. But first, weird neighbors.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly are the Lawn Chair Prophets. Two guys just watching the world go by.
So every single one of us, we all have that person on our street or in our block where we live that everybody's like, what's the deal with that guy? And they're not necessarily evil. They're just sort of odd.
Yeah, they're a little peculiar. And odds are, if you're right now, you're saying, I've never had that conversation with anyone.
Yeah.
That means you're probably that person.
Oh my God. You could be discovering something about yourself right now. You're the weirdo on the block.
I have a PhD in observing and immediately judging my neighbors. And I have a few weird ones myself.
Oh my God. You do. Like the throat clearing guy?
The throat clearing guy drives me insane.
So he's your immediate neighbor, though.
Immediately next door. It's an old guy. He's always out in his backyard, always tinkering, always building things, probably walking sticks.
Vertical planters?
I haven't seen any vertical planters.
Yeah.
Just some handsome horizontal ones.
Ooh.
But he's out there all the time, and all day, every day, all I hear is, ha, ha,
oh.
Followed by a disgusting, very frothy spit.
What are you going to do one day if there's a cry from help from his backyard, but you're in your backyard in bare feet? What are you going
to
do?
Hold on, I need to put on some shoes.
Yeah, hang on a second. I'm going to need 20 minutes. I'm going to put on my Doc Martens.
I'm just going to hose down your lawn first.
Oh, that is so gross. And he's married, right?
He's married, yeah. He's got a missus with him.
Don't you think I feel like if I had that habit of constantly hawking loogies, My wife would do the thing where she puts her arm around. She wouldn't even do that. It would be not discreet at all. She'd go, stop doing that. That's gross. Don't you think somebody says that to him?
I think because he's got to be in his 70s.
Yeah.
She's probably put up with it for decades and now is just numb to it.
Ugh.
But I am new. I've only lived next to him for a little over a year. So I hear every single one and each one makes my skin crawl.
Hey boys, the people in my neighborhood, the deer hunter, every year he goes hunting. Every year he puts down tarps and carves that thing up in his garage with the door wide open. My children are older now, but when they were 5, 6, 7 years old, we had to distract them when we pulled up and his garage door was open. Renee.
Oh, that's Whew. Tough.
Yeah.
That's tough on everyone.
Bambi just swinging from a rope. It's like, that man built Bambi a tire swing.
Oh. Just the life gone from the eyes.
Gross.
Ooh.
Hello?
I'd like to tell you about one of my neighbors.
Oh, okay.
Her nickname is Boots.
Boots?
B-O-O-T-S. Because when there's like a crowd outside... all of a sudden she comes out in like pretty short shorts and like the big, like, not thigh high boots, but pretty high boots. And, it's pretty regular that she'll do this. So she'll come out, wash the car or do different things, but it's always a bit of a show.
So hang on. If she's coming out to wash her car, she puts on the boots?
Puts on the boots. Huh. Like, I've seen her go in wearing like flip-flops, like, you know, she's bringing in like a big load of groceries, go in flip-flops and then come out with the boots on and then continue to unload the minivan.
So it's like you're living in a 1980s music video.
A little bit.
Thank you for calling from a 1980s Whitesnake video.
Short shorts and thigh highs.
Boots.
I can tell you that if I tried to pull that off,
oh, you'd get arrested.
Yeah, the police would be called. There'd be a helicopter flying over my house.
Yeah. The guy at the end of my cul-de-sac vacuums his car every single day. He pulls into his driveway every afternoon at 5. The garage door goes up and he wheels out the shop vac. What is going on that his car needs to be vacuumed every single day?
The daily vacuum, that makes it sound suspicious. You're cleaning up after a crime. That's immediately what I think.
Yeah. Like, I vacuum my car once every 6 months. Now that I say that, that's embarrassing. It's bad. I mean, there's a whole thing going on in there. I'll wipe the dash down, clean up a few coffee stains in the cup holder, but rarely do I ever vacuum. And I would be afraid to ride in the car of a guy that vacuums every single day. I'd be afraid of that.
Huh, that's a weird one. It would drive me insane, too. Just the sound of the vacuum would drive me crazy.
Yeah. Well, not only can I talk like a robot, I can do a vacuum.
That could be a vacuum, or it could be some kind of sander.
Yeah.
Man, you've got range.
Hey, fellas, my ex cleaned his car daily. I was nervous to ride in it. For a while, when we first started dating, he took a roll of plastic, that stuff you wrap pallets in before shipping, and he completely wrapped the passenger seat in plastic, the seat where I sat. That's a great way to make a girl feel real welcome when you pick her up for date night. We lasted less than 3 months for the reasons that are obvious, Carla.
I'm surprised it lasted that long.
My God. You gave him 3 months of your life, Carla?
Yeah, there was a giant red flag right off the top.
Oh, that is... What would...
Nothing would make me feel more disgusting as a person than if someone felt the need to wrap their passenger seat in plastic before I sat down.
And what would that be like if you were wearing shorts and it was hot out? Gross.
Oh, that poor girl.
Where are we going to go next here? Hey, my weird neighbor, he wears a house coat 100% of the time, no matter the season. Hacking darts on the driveway, mowing the lawn, shoveling the walk. You name it, he's out there living his best life in loungewear, Chelsea.
Wow.
I never understood the people that leave the house in their house coat because it's got the word house right in the name of the garment.
No one wants to see your house coat. That's too intimate a look into your life.
Yeah, and maybe that's what happened with pajamas. Like, maybe if they were called house pants or bed pants... people would stop leaving the house in them.
I think I might start calling them bedpans.
Yeah. Hey, I see you're at Starbucks in your bedpans, in your fart pants.
The house coat all day, though. Is it wrong that part of me kind of admires that? That's a person who has given up caring. He just wants to be comfortable all the time.
Yeah, I do sort of admire that.
I don't hate that one.
I wonder if he, like, would he go to a wedding in his house coat? Has it become his identity? That's when it gets, like, if all of a sudden he jokes around about his house coat and that means his house coat has become his identity.
Yeah.
Like, and he's doing it on purpose.
Like bacon guy?
Yeah.
He's now house coat guy?
Star Wars guy. Yeah. Good morning, gents. My street has a neighbor I like to call the rocks guy. He has a pile of landscaping rocks on his driveway. They've been there for at least a few years now, and every year he spends his time cleaning the rocks, looking forward to the day he uses them for their designed purpose. Well, he's got a lot of money tied up in those landscaping rocks.
I like that he cleans them.
Yeah.
It says, I'm a lazy slob, but a clean lazy slob.
Mm, sure does. Can we grab another call here?
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, we're talking about wonderfully weird neighbors.
Yeah, you got one?
I have one, like, 5 houses away from me. She has a sign on her front lawn saying she needs an exorcism.
What?
It's right beside a little coffee cafe, so it's, like, fun little quaint coffee cafe, and then this big poster board. It's like, if you or anyone you know can perform exorcisms, I need help. And I was like,
Wow. Okay. I think you need to put on a GoPro and just knock on the door and say you're here to do the free exorcism. I just want to see what this is all about.
Oh, I could do that for you.
No.
Put my cell phone in my breast pocket, you know?
Yeah. I should not be. See, now here's legal. They're talking in my earpiece right now. Just once. Okay. Yes. I can't advise you to do that. Do not do that.
Of course not.
Okay.
But I've been tempted to talk to her to see, like, what's going on, because I see her working in her front garden all the time, which is, she has a house just like that. It's the all front lawn in his garden.
Yeah. I guarantee you, though, that's not a 3-minute conversation.
No, that's a calling my husband to come rescue me.
Yeah, I don't know if you should go banging on that door.
No. I have a neighbor a couple doors down who has taken up the hobby of standing on his roof and just surveying the land. Like he's not up there doing anything. He's just up there to make sure there's no doings transpiring.
Well, hang on a second.
That one creeps me out because he can see into my backyard.
We had another one of those. I wonder if it's the same guy.
Oh, I hope not.
Hey, boys, I keep meaning to text you about my neighbor. He's an older guy, mid-60s, I'm guessing. Sits in a lawn chair on his garage roof every afternoon.
What?
Does this sound like the same guy?
No.
He can see directly into my backyard and the yards of two of my neighbors. My husband finally confronted him one day, but the guy just sat there and stared in complete silence. No response. He just stares. Last summer, my neighbors and me and my husband got together and placed a complaint with the police. They came and talked to him, but there's nothing they can do. Apparently, you can't be charged with being creepy AF.
Oof. There's a lot of similarities.
Mm-hmm.
If this were a Venn diagram, there'd be a lot of overlap.
Really?
But my guy's not in his 60s, and he does not sit on a chair.
Oh, he's always moving, isn't he?
Yeah, he's always moving around. The sitting on the chair, yeah, that would drive me insane.
Yeah, it's like, what are you? It's like he's trying to antagonize people.
And the fact that he just sat there silently as you confronted him?
Well, that's
ooh,
like
that's
the
frustrating.
Most, that's the most passive aggressive thing on the planet. He knows what he's doing is wrong, but he's trying to make you feel like you're the crazy person for calling him out on it.
And the next thing you know, you're coming up with plans to put just margarine or something all over his roof.
Whoa.
But then that turns into a murder, and then that's not what you want.
Hey, Kevin McAllister did fine in Home Alone, that documentary.
Oh, yeah, the Wet Bandits.
Yeah, you could totally Home Alone that guy's garage. Hey, my neighbor likes to play the bongo drums along with his salsa music as loud as possible with every window open in his house. Recently, he's tried his hand at trumpet, which hasn't fared well for anyone. Lisa. Yeah.
Oof. Amateur bongos and trumpets. All day.
Oh. Look at all these texts from people.
Turns out we all live next to freaks.
Apart from the bagpipe kid across the street, My wife is 100% convinced the lady down the road is stealing our flowers because she often stands in front of our yard and stares, and then flowers randomly go missing. Brad.
You know what? The other day, I was looking out my front window, judging everyone who walked by, and noticed the house directly across the street from me, it nonstop cars pulling up, people getting out, and I think the woman was selling the plants out of the front of her house.
Oh, probably. Oh, probably, yeah. Because nobody can get any plants right now, Bryce.
I thought garden centers were open.
Well, they are, but they're sold out.
Oh, they're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she was selling plants. People were just rolling up and walking away with a plant.
By plant, do you mean plant? Or do you mean,
do you mean like
hydrangeas, rhododendrons?
I say tulips. Mm-hmm. Then again, I call all plants tulips.
Yeah. I love the visual of this one. We had a neighbor that would walk around with a wagon full of tomatoes, eating them like apples and offering them to people. Ooh, tomatoes are delicious, but I don't want to see you eating one like an apple. I don't know what it is. It's a weird visual bump.
There's a lot of weird things. Yeah, eating the tomato like an apple is odd, but pulling around a wagon of tomatoes and offering them up to your neighbors.
It's a little childlike or something. I don't know.
I would assume that's a tomato full of antifreeze. Maybe I just assume the worst in everyone.
We got several text messages from people who have neighbors who are growing potatoes in their front yard.
Yes.
Which you had never heard of before.
I had never heard of that. I thought immediately you sound like an insane person.
Yeah, but then all the texts are like, people do it because it's good for the soil.
Yeah, someone else brought that up randomly over the weekend. That, if you really want to fix your soil, plant potatoes for a year and the next year it'll be perfect.
Will it?
I don't know.
I don't have a year to spare. I don't want to look like that weird guy growing potatoes in his front yard.
I can't because I live in the moment.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You sure do. Yeah. When I was a kid growing up in small town Saskatchewan, that was a thing. People had gardens that went right around their house. They had no lawn. It was all garden. And usually the front yard was reserved for potatoes or corn. So you want that corn growing really, really tall so you can't see out of your house. Maybe that's what that was for.
Nothing says don't bother me like a cornfield in your front yard.
Somebody said, I want to hear the Saskatchewan pronunciation of potatoes. Please, Garner. Oh. Potatoes.
What?
Potatoes. Oh, yeah, I got a bag of potatoes. Potatoes.
That's not even close to how it's spelled.
They say it with a B for some reason.
Yeah.
Potatoes. And they pop the B. Potatoes.
Between that and bunny hugs, I got a lot of questions.
Oh, man, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but this is a text from my personal life in regards to potatoes.
Okay.
I got a text from I won't say his name. I got a text from one of my closest friends, a guy I hang around with every 3 to 4 days. So this is a guy I see regularly. He texted me and told me that his wife's dad had just called them and said that he just traded a bag of potatoes for a haircut.
What? Does he live in Saskatchewan?
Southern Alberta.
Oh, a bag of potatoes for a haircut.
Yeah, you got a haircut, and all it cost him was one bag of potatoes. And it's not potato season, my wife pointed out to me, and she said, ooh, those would have been old potatoes from last year. And she was right.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a smoking deal on a haircut. A bag of old potatoes.
Oh, here. Do you want to hear another one?
Sure.
You haven't had enough yet, Bryce?
No, I like knowing that other people live beside weirdos and not just me.
Maybe what we should do on this show sometime is we should do the power ranking of weird. Like the power rankings of weird people.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
Like number one, of course, is horse people. I mean, everybody can agree with that, right?
They do live on their own planet.
Horse people. Acreage people, probably.
I could be an acreage person.
Eh. Bird people.
Oh, bird people. Don't even get me started on bird people.
You had a good one, though, that we have to have on the list, though. Sword people.
Yeah, people who collect swords.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever met a normal person who collects swords?
I never have.
No chance.
Most of the time, if I'm in a house where there are swords on display, all I can think about is, how quickly can I get out of this house?
Yeah.
How binding is this social contract?
Yeah. I like that the weapon that's going to be used to murder me is also an art piece.
Yeah. Sword people, too. Never have wedding photos above the fireplace. It's always a sword.
Mm.
Yeah.
Swords.
And then they start boring you with the history of that sword. It's like, oh, nobody wants to hear that story.
No, no one cares about swords.
Oh, here we go. I live on an acreage. And seeing as I know you think acreage people are weird, I have a neighbor who cuts a pentagram, a big one, like you can see it on Google Earth big, into their grass. So when he mows the lawn, he cuts a pentagram into it?
That's weird.
That's charming.
Yeah, that's something the whole neighborhood can enjoy.
Oh, here we go, Bryce. I, too, have a throat-clearing coworker.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. More potato people. Oh, my neighbor has a shower on his back deck now. It's not like he has a pool or even a hot tub. He just built an outdoor shower. Not sure why, but he sure likes to shower outside when my family and at least one other family can watch.
Mmm. That's an afternoon show for the adults.
Yeah, that's a guy that wants you to watch him. That's a guy that needs you to watch him.
Ew.
You have questions. The Lawn Chair Prophets have answers.
She's a little runaway. Bon Jovi. That was the song that introduced the world to Bon Jovi. You're probably thinking to yourself, how did you get John Bon Jovi on the Lawn Chair Prophets podcast?
I was. I had my eyes closed and I was like, oh my God, Bon Jovi's here.
No, it was me. It was just me, Bryce.
Man, twins. Gotcha. Voice twins.
Did you ever try and run away when you were a kid?
No.
It crossed my mind a time or two, and I had a pretty good childhood. It's not like I had anything to flee from other than, I don't know, Brussels sprouts or vitamins.
Yeah. No, I was never given a reason to run away. And I like to think that I always had the mindset of a 37-year-old.
Yeah.
Because I was always like, how far am I going to get with $3?
Yeah.
In quarters.
I'm 7. Who's going to rent me an apartment?
Yeah. I've held a $20 bill once in my life. How far am I going to get?
Oh, I did have that idea, though, the other day that's probably going to get me on a list down at the police station, but a TV sitcom about an apartment building full of 7 and 8-year-olds who successfully ran away from home and rented an apartment.
Mm.
It would be sort of like Melrose Place. I don't know.
Hayden's Place?
Pardon me?
Hayden's Place.
Yeah.
That's the name of the apartment block.
No, it's several blocks. So you got Aiden, Jaden, Braden, Caden. All the blocks have different names.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all ran away from home and managed to lock into 1-year leases.
Oh, I feel like we're going to get arrested now.
Pay the first and last month's rent.
Hey, boys, I told my mom I was running away from home. She packed me 2 peanut butter and jam sandwiches, some apples, and a cheese string. I took my pellet gun, my dog, and a blanket, camped out by a tree at the back of the property. Dog got bored and left me. Gus, you traitor. I slinked back home when the outside noises got scary. That's what, one of the stories. We kept hearing that over and over again. Running away, apparently, super boring.
Yeah. Turns out you can't do anything. There's no Nintendo out there.
No.
I appreciate this parent for just calling the bluff.
Yeah.
Like, or just kind of maybe being like, good.
Oh, and then this.
Get out of here.
This was a theme, a reoccurring theme, too. I ran away when I was about 7. I lived on an army base. I grabbed my little dog and we ran away to the woods, which was literally across the street and about the size of 3 backyards. So not very big or well hidden. I had a hamper full of dog food and blankets, but no food for myself. I got super bored and returned home to my parents, not even noticing I was gone.
Ooh.
Oh.
What stings more as a child running away? That your parents don't notice, or that they actively pack you a lunch so you go away? Which one hurts more?
Oh, man. You'd like to think, I don't know, how long, a seven-year-old is not old enough to be out of contact with the parents for more than about 45 minutes. You need to check on a seven-year-old after 45 minutes.
That's pretty good. I like that one.
That is some negligent parenting right there.
It sure is.
I ran away when I was 5. I sat on the curb since I was not allowed to cross the street. Eventually, I came home and found all my Lego castles and spaceships wrecked by my sister. My mom said that since I left, my sister got my Lego until I came back. That ensured I never left again.
Ooh. That's good. I respect the parenting in that one. One, taught him a lesson. Two, they obviously instilled the don't cross the road thing to his core.
It worked.
Yeah, because he did not cross that road.
Here's another person. I told my mom I was running away when I was 5. She said, fine, but you have to take all your toys and stuff with you. It was too much to carry, so I stayed. Ooh, when you're 5 years old, pretty tough to move that bed and that dresser. I wonder if she said she had to take all the furniture, too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that, Mom.
So do I. Again, that's momming at the best right there.
Just call U-Haul. Get rates on renting a van.
Oh, I talked to somebody, too, on the phone. Chelsea. And she said that her sister tried to run away, but they lived on a farm in the middle of nowhere. So her sister packed up her little tea set and walked down the long farmhouse driveway and just stood on the edge of a gravel road waiting for somebody to come. Nobody came by, though, probably to her benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually she, you know, everybody in the house is just watching her stand at the end of the driveway. And eventually she just had to do the walk of shame all the way back to the house.
Ooh, that's a long, sad walk back.
Sure is with your tea set.
Probably best that no one came, like you said.
Yeah, some guy in a white van.
Yeah, best you don't end up on the back of a milk carton.
Oh, it's funny too, because you and I, when we were talking about this the other day, we didn't know, but we both knew of a kid in like grade 11 or grade 12 who had his own apartment.
Yeah, there was always someone in your high school that had their own apartment, and everyone was just like, oh my God,
did you hear that Billy Joe has his own apartment?
At the time, you're like, this is amazing. This is the best thing of all time.
I'm sure it's a fairly sad and tragic story as to why Billy Joe has his own apartment.
And I don't think it's the sprawling New York style penthouse suite that I pictured in my head.
Are you telling me not an exposed brick wall?
No exposed brick, no open concept.
14-foot ceilings?
Probably 8-foot ceilings.
Oh.
Like a baboon.
Oh my God. Popcorn? Stippled ceiling?
Oh yeah, definitely a textured ceiling.
Gross.
Yeah.
Hey, in junior high, I had a friend whose parents sent him here from Hong Kong. From grade 7 to 9, he lived with his aunt, but from grade 10 to 12, his parents bought him a kick-ass condo and a sweet Toyota Celica.
Ooh.
Or Celica. He still lives there. He's a teacher now. Wow.
Still okay. Lives there.
Yeah, how long ago was this?
Probably still driving that sweet ride.
Do they even make a Toyota Celica anymore?
I don't think so. I just remember they were big when I was learning to drive, and I just thought, oh, man. Whoever drives those, they get all the girls.
Yeah. One day, I'm going to have a Celica.
Yeah, that was my dream car.
Are we going to keep going on this?
Running away from home. I just like the idea, the image of a child packing up their little toys and walking and just standing there with nowhere to go.
Oh.
Seems precious.
One more here, okay?
Sure.
Like that other person, I ran away from home when I was 6 or 7. The difference is that I called 911 and told them I was running away. The police were at my house before I could even pack my pajamas, flashlight, and Wonder Bread. Ha ha, Sarah. We had a story from somebody else who said that when they ran away, they took like 3 slices of bread. They thought that was all they were going to need for the rest of their life. When you call 911 to tell them that you're running away, that's a cry for help right there. You just wanted someone to listen to you, didn't. It's the equivalent of, you know, going on social media and posting, don't even ask me how I'm doing.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of posting just a shot of your wristband from the hospital.
Yes, with no caption.
No explanation at all.
Yeah.
The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly.
As you can probably tell, Bryce Kelly and I, master conversationalists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a thing or two about being cool.
Do you?
Yeah.
I wasn't saying that. I was just saying we talk a lot.
Oh.
I wasn't saying that we're good at being cool.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
No, we noticed there's someone we know.
An acquaintance.
Someone we know.
Who works in the same industry as us.
May or may not have been fired.
Whoa. Whoa.
He has a tendency to drop things into conversation and social media posts to seem cool?
Well, the one that keeps coming up over and over again is he mentions his agent.
Yeah, he's always dropping the fact that he has an agent.
And Bryce and I've been doing this for decades. Not once have I ever had an agent. No agent has ever approached me and said, can I be your agent? I do not have an agent. Do you, Bryce?
I do not. I have not had that conversation. Even the conversation of, oh, I went to this agency wanted to sign me.
Yeah.
Even saying something like that would be cool, but I can't even say that.
No. But yet this guy, he works into almost every conversation. I was speaking with my agent. But, and is he working?
Not that I know of.
Oh.
But it is one of those things that is kind of cool to drop in a conversation.
It sure is.
If you do it without acknowledging it.
Again, it's
the highlighting it.
I was talking to my agent, and she was telling me, like, you got to sniff at the end. The sniff is the silent punctuation, the exclamation point, without going, I was talking to my agent, exclamation point. You sniff. It's a Ooh. Condescending sniff.
That is pretty good, because I would just go with the 1 or 2 seconds of silence. So I was talking with my agent.
And waiting for people to take the bait.
And we were talking about...
Yeah.
And just people would be hooked. But the sniff is pretty good.
So anyway, work that into your conversations. If you want to seem more interesting or more cool, mention your agent. I even started thinking about an agency where you just become an agent for, I don't know, $2,000-$3,000 a month. And then the person, like say you hire me as your agent, Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not actually looking for work for you, but... you can now use my name and tell your friends, oh yes, my agent, Garner Andrews, and you have business cards and everything with my name on them. So you can appear to actually have an agent where I'm not really doing anything for you other than backing up the ruse that you have an agent.
Oh, I like
that. Does
that
make any sense?
Yeah.
It's exceptionally wordy.
It's basically a paper trail.
Mm-hmm. It's a paper trail.
So you have business cards, maybe the odd email, and a voicemail that always starts with, Bryce, baby.
Yeah. Now you're using your head.
Yes.
Another one that works quite well, too, is you got to pound on something. You got to go, I got to introduce you to my money guy. You need to talk to my money guy.
The money guy is pretty good. Like, oh, my God, he's got a money guy.
I do have a money guy.
Oh my God, that guy's got a money guy.
Huh.
That's pretty solid. I like the one... I got to be careful what I post on social media. I don't want to lose my sponsors.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know if I should post that. My sponsors won't like it.
Yeah. Do you have any sponsors?
No, I don't.
No, but maybe.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I do.
Yeah,
this sounds cool. Like, oh my God, is he like a snowboarder or something?
You know what? Now it's becoming plain and it's becoming so clear here is you don't need any of these things.
No, really, you can lie through your teeth.
Yeah.
I think I might. Oh, I can't say that. My sponsors will be upset.
Yeah. I'll think about it this weekend at my summer home.
Ooh, summer home.
Summer home, lake house.
Lake house.
Lake house is, I mean, you could say cabin, but that could be just a bummy old trailer in the woods.
Yeah, I think of cabins as being just covered in dust and dirt.
Cottage. A lake house. Cottage, yeah. Lake house is good. It implies that it could be the same amount of square footage you have in the city or perhaps even more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lakefront, though.
Mm.
That's key. That's what I always say.
I'll call my lawyer.
Ooh, having a lawyer?
Oh, no. You got to have an attorney, not a lawyer. They're the same thing, but attorney is just fancy. My solicitor. I was speaking with my solicitor. No, that sounds pretentious.
A little bit. I like attorney.
I was speaking with my attorneys, plural. Oh, that'd be good.
Talk about how you were scouted.
Scouted, yeah.
For what? I don't know.
I was just scouted.
Yeah. I was being scouted.
It was probably to be in a Crime Stoppers reenactment, but I was being scouted.
Yeah. Back when I was playing football, you know, I was being scouted.
Yeah.
And yeah, that just sounds good.
Complaining about how expensive the oil change is for your vehicle. It's a great vehicle and everything, but oil changes, $2,000, $2,000.
Same with haircuts.
Yeah.
People like to brag about how much they spend on haircuts. You know how much I spend on my haircut?
What?
$25. And that includes tip.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
How much was the tip? $17?
Pretty much. Yeah. People are like, oh, no, this haircut is $400.
Yeah. You know, the same thing as going, yeah, I'm being scouted. It's the same as people go, yeah, I'm being headhunted by a company out of Houston.
Oh, headhunted.
So scouting, it implies that some sort of professional sport You may have been just on the brink of going professional in your sport.
Yeah.
Headhunted is more of a profession.
Okay. Scouting is athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
Headhunting is business.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, I like that other one you had about bragging about how you're a universal blood donor. Nobody's going to ask to see your blood donor card.
No.
You can just let that fly. Yeah, I'm a universal blood donor.
Mine's the most valuable blood.
You may not have even given an ounce of your blood. You just know your blood type and you don't give it away to anybody, but you can still brag about being a universal blood donor.
I don't think there's anything in my life that I forgot faster than what type of blood I have.
I've never found out.
I did once. It was like a beer fest or something.
What?
I swear it was at a beer fest and they had like a area set up just to promote donating blood. Like Canadian Blood Services had a booth for some reason.
So you're hammered.
So you're hammered and they had a test to test what kind of blood are you? And I think they prick your finger and whatever. And I did it. And I was like, oh, now I know. And I forgot it immediately.
From this point forward, Bryce, you're a universal blood donor.
My blood can save anyone.
Yeah. There's also, if you think about it, if there's like, there's got to be an opposite side to this coin too. Like things that make you sound really, really cool. There's also things that you can say to make it sound that perhaps you've not lived up to expectation.
Yeah, you can undo all that good work by saying things like, I don't know, you collect swords.
Wow, the sword people are really taking a beating. You have a horse. I'm just kidding. Horses are a beautiful, majestic beast. Just a lot of people with horses are a little off.
And swords are useless and weird.
Yeah. And don't judge me on this. Please don't judge me. But I find that anytime I meet somebody and they're over the age of about 40 years old and they mention, my roommate, Brent. Anytime you mention a roommate, you're past a certain point in your life. I'm like, ooh, what happened?
Kind of knocks you down a peg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you have to mention too about you need a hand grooming your body hair.
Oh, is that a thing people actually do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean the grooming of body hair, but I mean talk about how you need an assistant to groom your body hair.
Let it slip that your sweetie or whatever helped you with your back hair.
Hmm.
Whew. That doesn't make you sound as cool as you think.
I got a cool brag for you here. I have no hair on my arms and legs. Zero. Look, you see my ankle right there. Do you see any hair?
Oh, no. That's weird.
Zero.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of incurable disease. But that's my brag. The ladies are always like, oh, you're so lucky. Because quite often when I wear shorts, people will say, do you shave your legs? No, I don't shave my legs. It just all fell out.
Oh.
And the ladies are like, oh my God, I wish I had that problem.
Wow. Okay. So you're kind of in no man's land because some people are impressed. Other people like me.
Yeah.
Not so much.
I'm like a slippery dolphin when I'm in a swimming pool. Don't try and hug me in a swimming pool because I'll likely go, land on the pool deck somewhere. If you squeeze me too hard, I'm gone. It's like squeezing a bar of soap, Bryce.
That's good advice. I'll remember that.
Okay, back to the things that don't impress anybody. When you're, when you're my age and you work into every single conversation how you used to manage a nightclub back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good thing to brag about.
Yeah, it doesn't make you sound cool. It just lets everyone know that you used to do a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. And I find that a lot of people that used to manage nightclubs 30, 40 years ago, that might be where they peaked in life. And that's their glory days.
Oh, yeah. That's the equivalent of wearing your high school football jacket.
Yes. When you can no longer do it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what about when you get into conversation about things you're allergic to and you let it slip that you're allergic to something really sad, like grass.
Yeah. I have an allergy to pollen.
Yeah.
Bee pollen.
Yeah. Like it's, you know, to be allergic to something like a swordfish. Like I can't eat swordfish.
Yeah. I'll even give you shellfish.
Yeah.
Because it sounds dangerous what can happen to you. But when pollen is the worst thing to ever happen to you, I have trouble looking at you and respecting you.
Yeah, if you have to take a reactant to sit outside on the grass.
Is it the same person that pinches their nose when they jump into a swimming pool?
Thanks for listening to The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of The Lawn Chair Profits stay in the dumpster behind the building by the rail yard. Classy.